Many Christians and government officials on Monday gathered at All Saints Cathedral in Yambio to pay tribute to Bishop Munde. Bishop Peter Munde's death was described as a loss by multitudes of Christians who gathered for the funeral service in Yambio.
Reverend Japheth Rabachidachi, indeed we are mourning the death of the late, but what I can say is that this is what the Bible is telling us, and the Word of God is telling us that there will be resurrection of the dead, and this is where we hope that we'll meet with the late Peter Munde.
Thank you very much, Violet Sadia Bullen. This was the only father who loved people, who teaches people, who encouraged people. But today we have lost him, and it is a great sorrow to us.
I'm Reverend Pastor Charles C. Paingba. He has been a man that has been a good example to us, and he has gone to be with the Lord.
In his homage, the Archbishop of the Anglican Church in South Sudan, Justin Badi Arama, remembered Bishop Munde's legacy of peace and encouraged the mourners to follow in his footsteps in support of peace.
Let's continue to be courageous, to support the peace which he labored much. Let me encourage all of you to embrace peace, live in peace and harmony. If we do that, indeed we have honored our father who has passed away. But if we divert to hatred, to violence, and to divisions, we make his soul to be sad. And boldly, I will say together with you, Father Peter Munde, your labor is not in vain.
Gude State Governor Daniel Badagu elogized Bishop Munde as a man who cherished peace and described his death as a great loss to Western Equatoria and the entire country.
Bishop Peter was a man for peace. He worked for peace in this country. He worked for peace in this state. He has supported very many people. He has actually produced very many people of God, including students. He sent during the war to go for studies in Uganda. Even I was one of them. And he is a man of peace. He preached about peace. And this is the peace we are having now. He was a peacemaker. He has made peace until his death. We have seen the SSNLM. I remember him when we were with him in the bush talking to the rebels. And I remember when he knelt down in the name of peace. He has gone after we have signed peace, meaning that Bishop Peter has concluded his work.
The funeral service was also attended by the Speaker of Parliament, Anthony Lino Makana, the Speaker of South Sudan Legislative Assembly. He seized the opportunity to call for unity.
It is a sad day for us here in South Sudan in general, and the people of Western Equatoria and Gudwe State in particular. His death surprised all of us, because just a few weeks ago, everything was okay and we thought he will get healed, but everything is in the hands of God. Archbishop Munde was somebody that I knew since I was at the age of 6. He's somebody who really worked hard, not only for the people of Yambio, but for the entire people of South Sudan. And I want us really to mourn him. Whatever differences we have with one another, we forget it so that we unite at his funeral.
Born in 1951 in Yambio, Bishop Peter Munde died 3 weeks ago at a hospital in Kenya. He also served as the diocesan bishop for the Episcopal Church in Yambio. Bishop Munde held a master's degree in theology and worked with the United Nations, and also served the government, holding various positions before joining priesthood. In 1985, Munde was ordained as a priest and was consecrated as the third bishop of Yambio Diocese in 1999. In December 2016, Bishop Munde was enthroned as the first Anglican Archbishop for Western Equatoria Internal Province. In the same year, he was appointed as the Dean of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan. He is survived by 8 children. Felix Francis Keche, reporting in Yambio.